Talk about depopulation and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. Mm-hmm. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. Mm-hmm. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote. So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions, by a government-sponsored, pharmaceutically-sponsored conspiracy. Now, a conspiracy is when two or more groups, people, or organizations come together to do something that is evil and or wicked. Conspiracy is a real thing. Conspiracy theory is when you're not sure of what is happening. That's a theory. We're dealing with conspiracy fact, conspiracy documentation, conspiracy organized calculated schemes that are being conducted by people on high. And guess what? Again, they coming after black and white folks.
No, that's... Many people are now starting to question whether this virus exists at all. But a Freedom of Information request can now confirm that it does not appear to exist. So people are right to question whether this virus actually exists. But we now, in Europe for the first time, have the scientific proof that it does not exist. And this is thanks to a Department of Health letter that has been received following a request by a citizen in the UK, which he actually had to appeal. But he requested the Department of Health and Social Care in the United Kingdom to give him scientific proof of the existence of a virus called SARS-CoV-2. And they confirmed, and I will read it now to you, that the Department of Health and Social Care does not hold any information on the isolation of a SARS-CoV-2 virus. In other words, it does not exist.
So it's not from the manufacturer themselves?
That is from the manufacturer, but it's truncated. That's okay. The full thing.
So why is it intentionally blank if it's all the safety studies?
It's they're inside.
They're inside of it?
Yeah, this full time.
Okay.
Okay,
so I'm going to get one of these
35 I've got to get online and find it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I already know that it's intentionally blank. My last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I would talk to CVS about that.
Okay. So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
Okay. Oh, why are you giving them?
Because I am told to.
I understand.
And everything I have shown, including the patients that I have given it to, it is safe.
It is safe and effective. What studies are you going by that states that it's safe and effective? I know these are tough questions, but I have to ask.
I know, and I'm sorry, but...
But you can't answer, so I understand that.
I unfortunately cannot answer that,
okay.
And I feel it... And right now, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a pharmacist and ready to turn in my life.
Don't.
My attempt is to convey that message. The global depopulation policy, killing us softly. How do you cool a population without panicking them? You know, I stayed away from this subject in very much depth because I'd hoped people would come around and just to the simple notion they're being sprayed like rats day in and day out. But it seemed not enough have. As long as McDonald's is flipping burgers and Walmart's open, people seem to think everything's okay, but it's not. It's not. And this will come to a very abrupt end very soon. On the course we're on, there is really no denying at this point that Agenda 21 and eugenics appear to be a part of this equation, along with a lot of other things. Too many people want to put it in this box or that box. There's a lot of layers to this onion. This is one. U.S. admits to bioweapons tests. There's a very long list of absolutely documented U.S. biological testing on innocent populations. Many nations have done it. And this is a hard reality that the American population will face soon, one way or the other. Heavy metals acting as endocrine disruptors. This is extremely serious. This equates to our reproductive abilities, hormonal production. It affects life and our bodily systems to the core. And this should alarm everyone. Obama, let's just cope and get along and go on, right? This is sort of like Bush said after 9/11, that let's just everybody go back and go shopping. And it's what the government wants us to do, just do nothing. Can geoengineering save the planet? We have a lot of dialogue right now with a lot of very, very frightened meteorologists, scientists, a lot of people from academia that are either mentally retarded, clinically blind, or paid liars. There's no chance that anybody with a high double-digit IQ doesn't know what's going on up there. And I've talked to a lot of people from academia. I know a lot of them. A lot of them know, and they're scared. They're very scared. I had NOAA scientists a year and a half ago tell me off the record they're, quote, alarmed as hell. They don't know what to do about it because they have no First Amendment protection. So any notion that geoengineering can save the planet, we already know the answer. Geoengineering is killing the planet. The population bomb threatens the peace of the world, so what are we doing about it? This is something you'd expect the global elite to say. And I say if we're going to cut population, we should start with them. So.
People are starting to recognize what a monster Bill Gates is, and it took long enough. I mean, it's been pretty apparent from the get-go. This guy is all about depopulation, eugenics, and just world domination through vaccines. It's insane. He's just rubbing it in our faces. It doesn't get any clearer than this.
Place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, but ultimately is the destination of those who want nothing to do with God. The only reason anyone can be offended by the idea of the existence of hell is simply because they're not offended enough by the idea of sin. We don't understand truly how evil, how wicked, how dark sin is, and because we don't understand how sin violates the holy nature of God, we become offended by the existence of hell. The Holy Spirit is already speaking to you. He's speaking to you right now. You don't need to beg for his guidance. The key is to silence the distracting voices that you may confuse for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Be rid of demonic distraction by knowing the Word. Silence the natural noises of the world around you by going to a private, quiet place to pray. And remove the chatter of your own mind and emotions by focusing on the Lord through the power of worship. Worship brings stillness. Once you've removed these distractions, all that's left to hear is the Holy Spirit.
I received a message this morning. Here it is. Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I immediately received supernatural confirmation. Please like, share, and subscribe. So many are ready. My son, I want you to understand something. The day of deliverance is upon you. I can't reiterate this enough. My signs are everywhere, and my father is furious and not holding back. My son, the world has started judgment, and my father's wrath is near. My son, you can see the day approaching, right? Yes, Father, I can. My son, you and all my children need to be focused and patient. It will happen, and many will be surprised. See, I've spoken recently to you about how close I am. I even know the timing, but not the day. My son, don't be discouraged. Those who are supposed to be obedient to me and bless my ministry will have to answer to me for not doing this. I said this ministry will continue until the trumpet blast, and I meant it. Yahshua HaMashiach. The midnight cry will be going home. Shalom.
The book of Revelation says that when the Euphrates River dries up, it'll mark the beginning of the end of days, a dark prophecy that'll wipe mankind off the face of the earth. In the New Testament, the Euphrates River is mentioned in the book of Revelation 9:14, where it states that four angels were bound at the great river Euphrates and that they were to be released at the end of times. In recent years, the Euphrates River, which flows through Syria and Iraq, has begun to dry up. The area is facing several environmental challenges such as over-extraction of water resources, pollution, and the building of dams, which have led to a significant reduction in the flow of water. The water levels have gotten so low, archaeologists are discovering ancient structures that have, until recently, been submerged in water for centuries. This footage here was said to have been captured by a local villager who was exploring the dried up riverbed. The clip was uploaded to YouTube by Mustafa King Hutchinson. Take a listen to what's been captured. Eerie sounds echo out from deep within the riverbed. God-fearing Christians believe these sounds are the Euphrates angels rising up to begin the apocalypse. Revelation 9:14 reads, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates. This verse is part of a vision that the author of the book of Revelation, believed to be John the Apostle, is describing. The vision is often interpreted as a prophecy of the end of times, and the four angels who are released are often understood to represent powerful destructive forces that will be unleashed on the earth. Many biblical scholars believe that the angels are actually demons, referencing the fact that they're bound and restrained. So given that the Euphrates River is indeed drying up, could we be witnessing the end of days? Are demonic forces about to be unleashed upon the earth, marking the end of it all? Take another listen and make your own mind up.
Jeff Martin is the lead singer and guitarist for the Canadian band The Tea Party. He's seen here. Is he going to take a bite out of that apple? You know, like in the Garden of Eden. I'm using an Apple phone and an Apple computer. They both have a symbol of an apple with a bite out of it. I can show this, but I've shown it before. The first Apple computer cost $666. 666. Probably just a coincidence in this biblical world, eh? So Jeff Martin, singer-guitarist, gonna take a bite out of that apple? He released some alcohol called Sinner's Club. Here's an upcoming show for him, Jeff Martin, Exile in the Kingdom. It's got the pyramid with the all-seeing eye. Never seen that before. And someone comments, very disappointed to see you're a Freemason. Yes, I relate to that. It is very disappointing. And he's seen here in the middle doing an interesting gesture with his hands there. And another picture of him doing an interesting gesture with his hands there. That's probably a big coincidence too, hey? Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, this is our biblical world. Surprise, all the music and movies and stuff that you like, it's sold out to Satan. Who would have guessed? But now we know, we can look forward to being in eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ for those that believe and have faith in the finished work of our Lord God and Savior. God bless you, everyone.
I lost my job. My studies and everything. I had a miscarriage.
To me. The devil is a loser. The season of testing is coming to an end. This is a prophecy. She is laughing at the devil. Okay?
It's true. It's good. You see. Explain to him why this happened. This guy is now there listening because this guy got healed and now they're really interested in what is going on here. So now we will give them the gospel also. It's amazing. So nothing. This is amazing. Amen.
What? Et vous avez mal aux genoux?
This man got healed in his knee, straight off. Wow.
This leg is longer.
This one?
Yeah. So I command right now. More. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I see it.
Come on. Let's make our line now. So where is the pain? It's the lower back?
My neck is right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I command his neck pain to leave right now. Set you free right now. Lee. Now move around. get up. Stand up.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I have that all the time.
Do you feel the pain now?
It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little better, okay. But it's still...
So command lost pain to go right now. Be restored. The bones in place have been placed right now. Okay?
It's better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Command lost pain to go right now. Leave it right now. Go. Try again.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you. I thought you were doing. I didn't know what you were doing before.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a magic trick?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Thank
no.
you. So what do you do?
Actually, I'm a follower of Jesus.
Okay.
So I pray for people in the name of Jesus.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And people get healed.
Oh my goodness.
So
nice.
This is the proof. We can have a call. I go around the world. We make documentaries. And here in Montreal, he has a back pain for a long time. So I'm going to fix that now. So if you sit down here now, we have your back. So usually when people are following the back, it's because their legs are different length. So I'm pretty sure your legs are different. We're going to check that out. Just relax now. You see his legs?
His leg is longer.
Yeah, much longer. See, I will not pull them now. You will see it come out. That's the problem with your leg, back. You're going to get it straight now. So check it out now. So you can see it. This is like 2 centimeters more. Okay?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. So I command the right leg come out now. Come out, more, come out, more, grow, come out. Can you feel it? Come out. Yeah, come out, more. Now this is much longer. So left leg come in alignment now. Come out. Perfect. Now you stand up. Is the lower back?
Yes.
Okay, so command is going to go right now. Be healed right now. Spines, bones, ligaments, in place right now. Now, bend over like this. Shake it out. And up again.
Right.
Would it feel? Would it feel? It's gone?
Yes.
100%? Okay, again. The command lost pain to leave right now.
Scared.
Yeah, but it's because people get choked.
Yeah,
I will explain to you later.
Like.
Yeah, check it out. I'm not joking with you. I've seen people walk on wheelchairs and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel something. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Here.
Yeah, so you put your hand there. And you put your hand on top, just point like that. And you command the pain to leave her.
Command the pain to leave you.
Right now. And now just take away the hand. And you tell me what you feel.
Wow. Yeah, I don't feel.
Huh? It's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel some kind of sensation?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like less than before. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But you're a little bit still there.
It's still, yeah.
Okay, put your hand again. You put your hand. And you command the lost pain to leave her. I'm sorry.
I command all pain to leave
her. And now? Just move around again and shake it out.
Yeah, no, it's gone.
It's gone?
God, yeah.
Glory. So why do we do this? What, tell her what.
How can you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do it. It's Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Take me to your own. Thank you.